This is the front desk dog. A few minutes on staying independent when the market shifts under you. Today, a quiet one. Why online pharmacies are eating your refill margin and the single move that keeps you profitable while they do it. Picture the moment it happens. A client is at your front desk, phone already out, it's cheaper online, can you just send the script? You say yes because it's their call, and right there, in about 4 seconds, your most reliable profit center clicks subscribe and save and walks out the door. So here's the move. Before the why, stop trying to win the refill, start charging for the one thing no website can ship, your judgment, defend the pill and you lose slowly. Sell the decision and you don't. Now the why. For decades, the refill was easy money. A pet needed a monthly preventive or a chronic med and you were the only door. That door is gone. Chewy, Amazon, the big box players. They ship the same product to the porch, often cheaper, with auto refill and a reminder text you didn't get to send because a server beat you to it. And the 2026 numbers are blunt. Clients are coming in less often. And when they do buy product, more of it leaves through a website instead of off your shelf. The iVet 360 benchmark this year shows both at once. Visits down, outside the clinic refills up. Here's the trap, and it's an easy one to walk into. The instinct is to fight on price, just match the online number. But a national shipper can subsidize convenience in ways an independent simply can't. You can't outship a company whose whole job is shipping. Every dollar you shave off a refill is a dollar that no longer pays a technician or keeps the lights on. Matching their price is a fight you lose slowly and then all at once. So don't defend the shelf. Think about what actually walked in with that client. Not a transaction, a decision. Is this the right drug at the right dose for a 9-year-old dog with early kidney numbers? Is that cough a kennel thing? Or the first sign of something that needs an x-ray today? A website can fill a bottle, it can't make that call. You can. And that judgment is wildly underpriced because for years you gave it away free and made your money on the bottle. So, price the judgment. That one move has two halves. First, build the visit around the workup and a clear plan, not the product handoff. The benchmark shows revenue per visit climbing, even as product revenue slips. The clinics holding up best are the ones leading with diagnostics. The pet that comes in less often should leave with more value, clearly explained, every time. Second, own the convenience instead of surrendering it. Stand up your own online pharmacy with auto ship tied to the medical record. Then, when a client wants it ships from you. At a margin you set, with a reminder coming from the team that actually knows the patient. Next time on the front desk, dog. The other side of this coin. The price increase, clients actually thank you for today, saved you a margin point. Follow the show so the next brief finds you on its own. Stop selling pills, start selling judgment. That's the one thing that doesn't ship in a box. This is a business brief only, not medical, legal, or financial advice. This has been the front desk dog, one paw on margins, and I'll see you at the next appointment.